Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
My Seven Chakras, episode 314.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, the show for action takers around the world who are looking for ancient wisdom to balance their emotions, thoughts, and energy so that they can achieve their wildest dreams. And I do that through interviews, training sessions, and educational programs. Now, today is Book Reads Thursday, which means I'm going to read out an excerpt from a book that I am excited about. And today's book is called The Jewel of Abundance, Finding Prosperity Through the Ancient Wisdom of Yoga by Ellen Grace O'Brien, who's been a guest on our show in the past. Yogacharya Ellen Grace O'Brien is a teacher in the tradition of Kriya Yoga who makes this ancient philosophy and practice accessible to the modern mind. Through her many books, events, and programs, she inspires both newcomers and experienced practitioners to create lives of abundant wholeness, purpose, and wisdom. She is the founder and spiritual director of the Center for Spiritual Enlightenment with headquarters in San Jose, California. CSE is a meditation center and spiritual community in the tradition of Kriya Yoga based on the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda brought to the US in 1920. Now, the reason why I'm doing this book read is because it's so timely. Yoga is much more than the asanas that are practiced in the studios these days. Yoga means the union of mind, body, and soul, and that's why there's a lot of wisdom and philosophy that can be drawn from this ancient science. And guess what? Yoga talks in depth about attracting more prosperity into your life. And who doesn't want more of that, right? So in this book, Ellen draws upon the ancient Vedic tradition of yoga philosophy and practice and shows how spirituality and earthly success can complement one another, leading to the realization of the higher self. So as you can imagine, the wisdom in this book is practical, applicable, and timely. Now, before we dive into today's amazing excerpt, I want to thank Base7, who wrote us an amazing 5-star review on iTunes. They write, "Every episode I've listened to so far has helped me tremendously. Not only is each episode full of information and inspiration, but AJ and everyone featured on the podcasts make listening fun and easy to listen to. I listen to an episode every morning and it really helps me set my day up for success, a drive to love and be the best I can be. This podcast has changed my life and I am so grateful to have stumbled upon it." So thanks a lot so much for writing us this review, Base7. Action Tribe, if you'd like me to read out your review as well to our listeners around the globe, then take a few seconds and give us an iTunes review. The link you need is my7chakras.com/review. my7chakras.com/review. All right, so take a few minutes and write us a review. All right, so let's begin. Now, this excerpt is from chapter 18 on page number 217, and it's called Radical Prosperity. Eternity is at our hearts, warming us with the intimations of an astounding destiny, calling us home unto itself, yielding to these persuasions, gladly committing ourselves in body and soul, utterly and completely to the light within is the beginning of true life. This is a quote by Thomas Kelly. Viewed through the Vedic lens of spiritual awareness, prospering is to serve higher purpose. Paradoxically, living that purpose requires both getting into and over ourself. Getting into ourself is the spiritual exploration we undertake to discover the true self, to remember who we really are. Getting over ourself is releasing remnants of the false self with its separate, limited personal agenda. Full-on thriving necessitates a bigger agenda, one that exceeds small self-interest and individual capacity. It's an agenda that involves surrender and the expansion of potential and possibility that only surrender brings. It is a radical approach to fulfillment, radical prosperity through serving life. The term radical prosperity is drawn from the deep meaning of the word radical, which the American Heritage Dictionary defines as arising from or going to a root or source, fundamental, basic. Our prosperity is radical like a seed is radical, carrying within it the energy and blueprint to thrive that is inherent to its essence. Radical also means, according to the dictionary, carry it to the farthest limit, extreme, sweeping, favoring, or effecting revolutionary changes. True prosperity is also radical in the sense a revolutionary approach to thriving, a way to live that is at once innovative, groundbreaking, and unconventional. The abundant, soul-guided life is inwardly rather than outwardly directed. It is not guided by the marketplace. It is non-conforming to the ordinary drives for name, riches, or fame. Yet it may produce any or all of that which is of little or no concern to the one following this prosperity path, a radical life of self-giving lived in harmony with spiritual principle. Thriving that arises from spiritual awakening dedicated to the well-being of all carries the revolutionary potential of selfless love with its power to transform hearts and minds. Our eyes are opened. Where we once saw only intractable problems, abundant solutions to our personal and global ills appear. Our big foolish project. Start a huge foolish project like Noah, said Rumi. Our big foolish project is our divinely inspired life, our response to life's invitation to serve. There is a tendency to think that living a higher purpose by following a divinely inspired idea must be some grand project or monumental task, but that is not necessarily the case. We ourselves are the divinely inspired idea. The astounding destiny we are called to is the fulfillment of our purpose, the authentic expression that is our life. We thrive when we take up this big, foolish project of becoming who we are through serving life, contributing what is ours to contribute. Consider a timeless story of Noah and the Ark, a demonstration of radical prosperity. Noah followed his inner guidance to serve life and be bold and courageous agent of transformation. He wasn't building a yacht for himself. No doubt he was a subject to the ridicule of others and the barbs of his own self-doubt. Yet he persevered on the journey of becoming. Metaphysically, the story is one of transformation. The flood signifies the purification process that accompanies surrender of self-will. The ark filled with animals, Noah, and his family represent mind with all its creative potential, responding to divine direction. Leave the old consciousness, old ideas and habits that no longer serve your prospering path. Leave all that behind and head for higher ground, a more spiritually evolved outlook. Noah's destiny is tied to doing what is his to do according to his gifts and potential, so is ours. According to our gifts. Once we discover our innate wholeness, the only way to open to us is one of serving life. From that awakened viewpoint, what else would there be to do? When we are free of the troublesome personal need to gain anything, the lightened path opens before us, which is offering our gifts in harmony with the truth of our being. What we must do is that which frees the soul to express. This is the great prospering path of becoming. The wisdom traditions point to it with their universal signposts on the way of awakening. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "It's better to do one's own work and fail in the attempt than to do the work of another and succeed." Surely, a radical definition of success, we readily grasp its wisdom when we know our success is soul actualization. Then it's obvious that the only way to thrive is to do that which is guaranteed to draw out our divine potential. The teachings of Jesus in the Gospel of Thomas echo this prescription for fulfillment. If you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. The ancient and ever new call for radical prosperity brings us to this threshold of how. How do we offer our gifts? How do we line up with life's prospering intention? How do we begin to serve life? We begin by offering. We offer the inclination of our heart in harmony with who we have always been. We offer our talents, whether raw or developed, in accordance with our nature, and most significantly, we offer ourselves to serve life. We release ideas and expectations about our service based on the lives of others. While we may be inspired by them, our path of prosperity will have its unique turns and terms, its individual lessons and requirements. Who we are is what life is looking for. We've already been accepted into life's prospering program. So often we imagine selfless service as a project and gear up to do something truly worthy or inspiring. Do something. Open a soup kitchen, a shelter for abandoned animals, or a school. Yet, that is not it. It may be something or nothing like that. Our particular path of serving brings forth the puzzle piece we are holding, our unique offering to the expression of life's wholeness. It may be a project, the seeds of which have been germinating in your heart for years. Or it may be a fully conscious life, harmoniously and simply lived, where wholeness shines forth to bless all humanity. Or it could be creating something new, technology, art, gardening, cooking, science. The possibilities are endless. Each according to one's own nature. So there you go, Action Tribe. I hope you enjoyed today's book excerpt and are ready to take some action. I really enjoyed today's book excerpt because every sentence I was reading, I was sort of relating back to our moment of My Seven Chakras and the Action Tribe and my starting this podcast. And at certain phases, I wasn't able to even speak because the words really touched my heart. So I hope it inspires something within you. No matter what project you're embarking on or where you are in your life or what goals or dreams you have, remember that your dharma is your own dharma. So don't compare yourself with others and realize that even though you might be going through a difficult or challenging or really struggling phase, where you need to be is where you already are, and where you are is what is going to take you to where you need to be. Today, I'm encountering a lot of, blockages in my throat. I think I need to clear my throat chakra a bit. But of course, the words and the situation is so heartwarming that sometimes it's hard to express, right? And I'm sure you can sense my energy. But the point I'm trying to make, Action Tribe, is that realize that there's something called divine timing. And the fact that you're listening to this episode proves my point. So just have faith and take one small step towards your divine purpose and the opening of prosperity in your life, because that is certain. Now, if you enjoyed listening to this episode, then it makes sense to order a copy of this book and go deeper, right? Go to my7chakras.com/314book. That's my7chakras.com/314book. And if you get an opportunity, reach out to Ellen Grace O'Brien for writing this amazing and profound and wisdom-filled book. If you prefer listening to the audiobook version instead, then know that you can get this same book for free on Audible, because Audible is offering all our listeners, all of you, one free audiobook and two Audible originals for free just for trying out their service, along with a 30-day trial. So go to my7chakras.com/freebook. That's my7chakras.com/freebook, and just search for The Jewel of Abundance. Now, if you're on Instagram, then tag me while you're listening so that we can connect. I really love to connect with all of you on social and share your story with our community. My Instagram is @my7chakras. That's @my7chakras. And finally, like I said in my last episode, I'm looking to connect and collaborate and grow our movement and take it to a whole new level. And I'm putting together what is called the My Seven Chakras Dream Squad to achieve our vision. Like I mentioned, we'll need some people who are experts and passionate about a particular field within marketing, which could be social media, growth, SEO, podcasting, graphics, whatever that might be. Reach out to me and let's grow together. My email is aj@my7chakras.com. That's aj@my7chakras.com. So once again, I really enjoyed connecting with you today. Today was a different excerpt. It was very heart-touching, heartwarming, and really, really profound. And I hope you sensed that as well. But have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my, S-E-V-E-N. Chakras.com.